My name is Abigail Whedon. I am 16 years old. Today's date is November 26, 2018. And I am speaking with Melissa Whedon, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Whitewater, Wisconsin. So, Melissa, tell me the story of how you and Dad met.
I was a police dispatcher for the city of Whitewater, and he was a fireman on the Whitewater Fire Department.
Okay. Describe your marriage proposal.
I was a EMT I on the fire department where I could start IVs, and he was a fireman on the fire department. He came up and asked me. Recently, we had been putting boxes together for when we needed to start an IV out in the field. So we just had a pack that we could just grab and go. And he came up and got me from the police department and said that I needed to come and check on one of these packs that we had put together to make sure everything was replaced in there and it was good to go for the next call. And when I opened it up, it had my engagement ring in it.
How did he know you were working at that time? Were you in close contact?
Yes. From,
like, you could contact each other daily while you guys were working?
Yes.
Can you tell me about your wedding day or in your honeymoon?
We were married on September 8th, 2001 in St. Pat's Catholic Church in Whitewater, and it was a beautiful day and had a lot of our friends and family there for our wedding. And for our honeymoon, we went to the Wisconsin Dells for the week after we got married.
Where did you go in the Wisconsin Dells for your honeymoon?
We stayed at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Okay. What was your relationship like with your parents?
I had a good relationship with my mom and dad.
Okay. What was your best memory with your grandma during your teenage years?
My grandma was an awesome lady, and we were very close. I visited her often, and the days that I couldn't go over to see her, if it was raining or whatever, we would always play games. We'd call each other on the phone and like word games, and then we'd time it, and then we would call each other to see how many words we could had gotten out of this one word to see who would want that game.
What was your grandma's name?
Florence Olson.
Okay. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
Yes. I loved high school. Just all of my friends and no responsibility.
Okay. What were you doing when 9/11 happened?
I was actually... We were on our honeymoon because we were married September 8th, and obviously September 11th was when 9/11 happened. We were in the Dells. We stayed at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Okay. How did 9/11 affect you the day you heard?
We had been at Ho-Chunk Casino the night before, and we were out very late. So we slept in the next morning, and when we woke up, we turned on the TV to see the news, and they were broadcasting live of the Twin Towers. We thought it was a foreign country, like there had been a war started. We didn't understand what had gone on at first.
What time did... You guys find out? Was this in, like, the later afternoon? And this was still everywhere?
No, 9/11, the first... We found out probably about 11 o'clock in the morning.
What did you actually think happened when you saw the breaking news on the day of September 11th, 2001?
We thought that it was a war breaking out.
Did you think it was breaking, the war was breaking out in the United States, or it was just a different war in a foreign country?
We thought it was a foreign country.
What was your reaction of 9/11? Were you sad or terrified for what was going to happen later on?
Yes, we were terrified that it had happened in our own country, and we had no idea what was going to come next.
All right. Thank you, Melissa Whedon, for your nice interview about 9/11.